For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. About a year ago, the Kalamazoo nonprofit Fair Food Matters launched a one-time program called the Business Builder Scholarship. It was a first-of-its-kind program, largely funded by the city, that granted money to low-income residents with business ideas but few resources. So how did the new experiment fare? I stepped into the kitchen to find out. Launching your own business, especially in the food sector, can be really hard when you're low on cash. Southwest Michigan is good at helping out established businesses already through university funding or venture capital, but it's not so easy when you've just got an idea in your mind and no cash to get it off the ground. There are a lot of upfront costs.
All the business registration costs, ingredient purchases, food safety training and licensing, farmers market, table fees.
Lucy Dilly is a program manager with Fair Food Matters. Dilly says that was the idea behind the Business Builder Scholarship, to help small food businesses pay for those initial costs and push them over the hump.
You know, there's just only so much you can do if you don't have startup capital. Actually, there's really not much you can do if you don't have startup capital.
The true draw for most of the scholarship recipients was that these grants weren't for school. This was real life. Mika Phillips received a grant to start her own baking business called Dessert First.
The idea of packaging, what logo, what colors, things to do, who your consumer is, just, you know, working out the kinks with the local business professionals has been, you know, trying, but it's been a great opportunity. You know, you have to start somewhere, and I feel like I've grown so much.
Malisha Polano was in a similar position only a year ago. Polano's a mother who's worked in all sorts of jobs, including selling tutus. But she heard about the Business Builder Scholarship and had an idea: handmade cold brew coffee. She received one of the grants, and now she spends nearly all of her time inside this industrial-sized kitchen bottling her product called Mama Lulu.
Ground floor, ground zero right here.
Polano has perfected a tricky balancing act in here. She uses some beer brewing equipment to suck her coffee up from a giant vat and siphon it very carefully into small glass bottles.
See, I almost did it. I almost went too far.
It was only a year ago that Polano even dreamed up the idea to start her own business. Yet now she has a real product, label, logo, and distribution. It's a sophisticated process, but it hasn't been easy.
Oh, there are many times, and even still, I feel like I want to just video record myself, because there are moments of pure panic. I have moments of pure panic. I remember when I was trying to figure out the beans, I was like, what the heck am I doing? I do not even know what I'm doing. What am I doing?
Those obstacles are scary, but Polano says she loves the trial-by-fire style of the program. Instead of sitting through business school, Polano was tossed into the flames and emerged, and succeeded. Mama Lulu is available in 7 Kalamazoo stores, plus 3 other markets near Detroit. Polano wants to add an employee or two over the next year, and then expand outside of Michigan. So while that panic may still creep in every now and again, Polano knows she can handle it.
Whenever I'm in those moments of panic, I go back and I think, okay, a year ago you weren't here. Where will you be next year? You know, just sit in that panic and ride through it and just keep moving forward the best you know how. And a lot of things, a lot of information and opportunities come to me just by being able to breathe through that panic moment.
Now, not all of the scholarship recipients have been this successful. Some are still just getting off the ground, and others are taking a break. But Dilly from Fair Food Matters says profit isn't the point of these kinds of programs. It's about opportunity, and she wants to see more.
I mean, there's so many business ideas in the Kalamazoo area. People are so creative, and I think that should definitely spread beyond just food business. And, you know, there are so many services that a food business needs that can be provided locally, so if more small businesses want to start up that can support the food system, that's great.
The initial $60,000 in funding was designed to last only a year, so the scholarships have mostly dried up by now. However, Dilly says that Fair Food Matters has secured some private funding to hand out one or two more scholarships annually over the next few years. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.